Hey, Dr. Chatterjee, I've been asking on asking the report of patient Marvin Schultz, date of birth 7/5/1931. I'm not sure if the endoscopy colonoscopy which I just dictated went through or not. If not, I'm going to re-dictate it. Indicates procedure was parasitic, occurred, also applied for schizophrenia. The patient will give my attention by nursing, hatch at present that time, no also noted. I did not do the biopsy because there's a bluish tinge possibility of the salivation. Aero session, the patient was offered to the patient, trauma, KY jelly, paradox, C-square, rectal, and to see my design call, this my first turn, call hyperfactual, but it's a second of picture. Coming on, I did not see adequate, but did not see any proctitis or ulcerophilitis. Random bacteria was taken from the colon and rectum and separate jar. It's called by rectal pressure, and there's a material possibility of rectal varices, that pictures push. I say internal external hemorrhoids and also internal skin tag. There was such a presentation of complication. Finding the lower proximal body esophagus biopsy. Proximal esophagus mucosal thickness noted in the proximal body esophagus. No biopsy was done. It's because it has a bluish tinge possibility of the solid varices. It has also got an inlet patch there. Number two, long segment. Barosalic opacity and slag diagnosis of barosalic to feel the dysplasia. Number three, moderate gastritis, biopsy of the thyroid. Number four, moderate urinitis from the thyroid. Bulbar duodenal nodule biopsy is like a neoplastic birth in primary cells. The colonoscopy of cecum, adequate prep. No evidence of ulcer colitis or proctitis. Patient possibility of rectal varices. Possibility of rectal varices and colorectal hemorrhoid recommendation. I'm just going to the patient up and ask ultrasound for evaluation of proximal body of stomach, proximal body of the esophageal mucosal thickness evaluation. Number two, I'm going to have some for helical paracetamol. Number three, I'm going to the barosophagus biopsy. The barosophagus biopsy negative for dysplasia and repeated endoscopy in 3 years, pending upper esophageal EUS evaluation. If the biopsy of the barosophagus confirmed dysplasia, then depending on the grade of dysplasia, then we recommend further recommendation will be done as per protocol. That includes radio frequency ablation, continue the proton pump inhibitor. Recommend the patient to have repeat colonoscopy 1 year. During colonoscopy, because he also collected, continue the mesalamine, continue the proton pump inhibitor. since the rectal varices is noted and possibly solid varices, recommendation of hepatology workup, including liver function studies and ultrasound liver and liver elastogram to rule out the underlying prolactation and underlying cirrhosis. Follow up to your sanitation, please send a copy to the patient primary care provider and a copy of MASHID, 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 KAMIAB, KAMIAB, copy of the bottom study. Their procedure was January 9th to 23rd, January 9th to 23rd, patient.